sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane force winds across Southern California are fueling at least three destructive wildfires. ABC's Kano Whitworth in a mask with more from Altadena, north of Pasadena.
What authorities are saying is that this fire behavior is incredibly erratic, and so it's shooting the fire back and forth from side to side of the road. And so they're actually putting out a fire in one spot and have to go revisit it and put it out again. And this is the result of not being able to get air attack on this fire because the winds are so high.
Donald Trump Jr. visited Greenland on Tuesday as his father, President-elect Donald Trump, said he wouldn't rule out using the U.S. military to take over the territory as well as the Panama Canal for national security purposes, he says. Rescuers in the freezing high-altitude Tibet region where a strong earthquake hit this week have been searching again for any survivors. Tents, quilts, and other relief items have arrived in the area where 126 people lost their lives. This is ABC News. The Trump-appointed federal judge in Florida who oversaw the classified documents case against him is now blocking the release of a report by special counsel Jack Smith. Judge Eileen Cannon ruling that the report has to wait for another court fight to play out. Here's ABC's Alex Mallon.
One aspect of this order that's particularly troubling is that they're not just barring Smith from releasing the classified documents portion of this report. She's barring them from releasing the part of the report that would pertain to his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. That Judge Cannon never had anything to do with.
A JetBlue passenger arrested after apparently opening a cabin door while the plane was taxiing across Boston's Logan Airport. He was restrained by other passengers on the plane. Turns out a lot of people want to hear from former New York Congressman George Santos. Federal prosecutors say he has made $400,000 doing personalized videos on the site Cameo. Santos pleaded guilty to fraud last year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday. It's pulled pork taco day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I'm not a very patient person. I like results, and I like them now. My mind races at 100 miles per hour most of the time, even when I'm supposed to be sleeping. So when my brother took me on my first deer hunt ever, I couldn't stand it. I mean, really, going out in the woods an hour before sunrise, sitting still and quiet for hours, thinking about all the work I could and should be doing in my office at home in the warmth, hoping that maybe, just maybe, that I might be able to squeeze off a shot at a deer that just happened to walk within range. But I discovered something in my first day of hunting, sitting in God's creation, admiring everything He's made. From what began as an impatient time thinking about all the work I could be doing became a time of reverent worship as my mind began to take joy in God, my Father. And the amazing thing is, despite all the beauty of God's creation, man is God's greatest and most treasured act of creation. Psalm 8 says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have ordained praise to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. 172 South Church Street.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a chilly, quiet start to the day here across the region, so be sure to grab all the winter clothing. It should be a tranquil day overall. There's a weak disturbance causing some flurries in northern Wisconsin. We'll just see a few scattered clouds from that. Another quiet day tomorrow, but a front will be moving across the northern plains into Minnesota tomorrow, causing some light snow. That should arrive here later tomorrow night and bring us a small accumulation, maybe like a half inch or a dusting, so roads could get slippery Thursday night. Things dry off again Friday and Saturday. Then another low pressure moves in from the northern plains by Sunday morning. That one does look a bit more organized and should bring widespread light snow to the region all the way across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, parts of Iowa, and northern Illinois. A couple inches certainly not out of the question. So certainly be prepared for some slow travel on Sunday. It does look cold and windy early next week. That forecast for today, partly cloudy and cool, high near 21. Northwest wind around 5, becoming westerly. Tonight, a few clouds, unseasonably cold, low near 6 degrees. Tomorrow, some morning sunshine giving way to clouds later, turning milder with a high of 27. The wind south to southeast around 10. Thursday night, overcast skies, scattered light snow or flurries by late evening. Right now, it looks like just a dusting to a half inch is possible, low at 18 degrees. Friday should be mild for this time of the year with a mix of clouds and sun, high 29. Saturday looking like another quiet day with partly cloudy skies, low 10, high of 24. On Sunday, cloudy with light snow likely for most of the day. 1 to 3 inches of accumulation is possible, low 16 with a high of 27. Monday, blustery winds and colder, chance of a flurry early, high 18. Tuesday, some sun returning. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced. Excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you, and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. 3 degrees and some sunshine here at the studios. Yesterday's high was 25. The record high, 57 in 2003. The record low, 28 below zero in 1971. Last year's high, 33, and the low, 26. Sunset will happen at 4:43 this afternoon. Tomorrow morning sunrise time will be at 7:33. We have a northeast wind at 2. Barometer is down a bit at 29.98. No precipitation today. A low is down at 0 this morning. Right now, we're at 3 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Sports Time, sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Lots of sports to recap from last night, plus a win for Marquette and a big victory, and details on the state scene as well in just a moment.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. There was a wrestling triangular last night at Ithaca. Ithaca Weston defeated Galena 46-24. River Valley was a winner over Galena 51-12. And River Valley a victor against Ithaca Weston 36-33 in the final match. Ithaca Weston co-head coach Troy Clary talked to me about the wrestling from last night.
We wrestled pretty good. There was a few matches that we could have maybe put a little bit of extra effort into to avoid a pin. Or even to get extra bonus points.
When you look at the matches, you had a good win against Galena early on. Were there a number of matches in that one?
I'm going to guess probably 7, something like that. But Galena, they're a school that didn't have wrestling, and now they're like in their second year, so they're just coming back from a little bit of a layoff. But they were well coached, just young and green. But we also wrestled pretty good. We didn't have any weak points in our lineup there, and we wrestled really well.
Against River Valley, did it come down to the final matches?
It did. It was the final match. The score was, I think it was 33-30. And the match was with Derek and Mason where it was tight up until that third period. Derek was trying to get some extra points to get the lead, and he just got himself in a little bit of trouble, and Mason capitalized on it. So that was a very good match at the end, and River Valley pulled it out.
Well, it worked out well, and wrestling fans, it sounds like we're treated to some pretty good matches last night then, Troy.
Yeah, we had a good crowd there, some people from different schools or different communities that came out to watch, and so it was exciting for them.
That is Ithaca Weston co-head coach Troy Clary. Their next action is coming up at the Sauk Prairie Invite this weekend. The Ithaca Weston girls will be in Kickapoo. Well, in basketball, Riverdale won a nail-biter 53-51 over Boscobel. The Chieftains led 24-20 at halftime, and both teams shared leads in the second half. Boscobel was up by 6 points midway through the second half before Riverdale came back to take the lead for good and eventually hold off the Bulldogs in the end. Macy McDonald
McKay led Riverdale with 19 points, 13 from the free throw line. Zuri Dennis added 14, including 6 of 6 from the line. Kennedy Cooey scored 11, Bailey Harris 4, Allie Goplin had a 3-pointer, Lily Barr had 2 points. The Chieftains were 26 for 38 from the free throw line. Boscobel was paced by Kylie Johnson with 15, Aubrey Seep totaled 14, Maya Baumeister scored 8, Kenna Wallen 4, Avery Updike hit a 3-pointer, and Izzy Childs had 2 points. The Bulldogs made 8 3-point baskets and went 7 for 12 from the line. Riverdale won the JV game 61-25 over Boscobel in the early contest. The Chieftain varsity is now 8-3 on the season, 3-3 in the SWAL. They will play at Southwestern on Friday night. Boscobel is 2-7 overall, 0-6 in the league. They will play Iowa Grant on Friday. Elsewhere last night, Mauston was a winner over the Richland Center girls, 69-38. The next action for the Hornets comes up Thursday at home against Platteville. In the Ridge and Valley, Ithaca was a winner against Lafarge Youth Initiative, 55-36, DeSoto 52, Seneca 35, and Kickapoo over North Crawford, 40-27. Fenimore was a winner against Iowa Grant, 59-38 in the SWAL, Cuba City 64, Southwestern 19, Mineral Point 58, Darlington 44. Wazika Steuben beat Highland 52-44. Hillsboro 50, Nisita 34, also Cashton 46, New Lisbon 31. Luther over Viroqua 53-32, and Westby beat Black River Falls 62-40. Elsewhere, Bangor 64, Wonewoc Center 29. Wisconsin Heights over Madison West 55-39. Stoughton 48, Reedsburg 28. Edgewood 90, Baraboo 60. In boys basketball, a thriller, an instant classic won by Hillsboro over Viroqua. Freshman Braun Jersley banked a deep last-second three-point shot for Hillsboro to send the game into overtime. The Tigers went on to win in double overtime, 56-53, over Viroqua. North Crawford was winner against Boscobel, 81-38. Lancaster, 71. Southwestern, 62. Highland, 84-42 over Benton. Dodgeville got the win against Evansville, 72-54. Westby, 67. Brookwood, 37. River Ridge got the win against Schulzburg, 87-51. DeSoto beat Bangor, 67-53. Reedsburg, 58. Mauston, 45. Waupun was a winner over Wisconsin Dells, 85-54. Bowling scores from the Powder Puff League. The top series for a team, Goplin Insurance, 18-26. Chet's Feed Seed and Such, 17-68. The Phoenix Center had a 16-64. Top game, Goplin Insurance, 638. Chet's Feed Seed and Such and Goplin Insurance each had 624 games, and Chet's Feed Seed and Such a 622. Top individual series, Charlene Sailing, 561. Tanya Maley, a 498, Barb Wood a 487. Charlene Sailing had a 209, Barb Wood 196, Mary Jo Neagle with a 192 in Powder Puff Women's Bowling. And from the Phoenix Center's Scratch Bowling League, week 9 of the 16-week season, Elijah Cannon had the top series, 702. Travis Bushley, a 654. Jordan Slaney, 644. Hank McNamer, 638. Elijah Cannon had the top game, 277. Chris Pardoon had a 245. Jeff Seckman, a 239. Travis Bushley, a 237. Ethan Hafner bowled a 633, 111 over average. And Jordan Slaney bowled a 644, 104 over average. Washington defeated the Badger women's basketball team 79-58 last night in college basketball, and it was a victory for Marquette using a career best game from junior guard Chase Ross as they picked up the victory over Georgetown 74-66. Ross had 27 points and 6 steals as the Golden Eagles stayed unbeaten in the Big East. The Eagles earned the win after trailing by 14 points, 4 steals, steals and some clutch free throw shooting kept them ahead in the closing minutes. Here's Coach Shaka Smart.
Between Ben, Jop, and Cam, those guys were all forced into inefficient shooting nights. Let's see, 8 for 31 between the three of them. So if you said, hey, those guys are going to go 8 for 31, you mean down 9 at the half, you know, you're like, okay, how do we figure out a way to win? You know, says a lot about our guys' character that we did that.
In the NBA, Houston 135, Washington 112, Charlotte beat Phoenix 115-104, Dallas 118, the Lakers 97, Minnesota 104, New Orleans 97, Atlanta 124, Utah 121, Miami over Golden State 114-98, Boston 118, and Denver 106. Well, frustrated in his attempt to enter the transfer portal, Badgers cornerback Xavier Lucas has hired a law firm to help him handle the situation. Lucas started as a freshman and was counted on to start at the critical position next year. He says the Wisconsin football program has blocked his request, even though he has filled out the necessary paperwork. Heitner Legal of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, announced its retention on Tuesday. And a top member of the Packer front office is reportedly talking with the Jets about that team's need for a general manager. NFL Network reports the Jets are expected to interview Vice President of Player Personnel John Eric Sullivan. He is currently the third highest ranking member of Green Bay's front office. Sullivan started his pro career as a scouting intern with the Packers in 2003. He left, returned to the team, and then assumed his current position in 2022. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Coming up, a vintage Paul Harvey broadcast. It is sponsored today on WRCO Radio by the good folks at Dairy Hardware in Spring Green.
Now, the rest of the story. Bob was born in Brooklyn, New York. But as early as he could remember, his fondest desire was to explore the frozen north. He answered the call of the wild when he was still a young man, headed into the wastelands with his Arctic gear and his indomitable adventurer spirit. Now off the northern coast of Newfoundland, across the Strait of Belle Isle and on for nearly 700 miles, are the highlands of Labrador. Labrador Peninsula extends into the North Waters, separating Hudson Bay from the Atlantic Ocean. 530,000 square miles of deep freeze. Well, that region held a tremendous fascination for young explorers, and no less for a young explorer named Bob. In 1914, he joined an expedition into Labrador under the auspices of the U.S. Geographic Service. The purpose of the expedition was to survey wildlife, to describe the fish and game in that frigid locale. That first winter was cold for anywhere in the world, 50 below on a moderate day. The natives' food supply, Bob observed, was rather limited. The only fresh vegetables had to arrive by ship. That left caribou meat and fish. Bob was intrigued by the natives' ice fishing and how a fish first exposed to the Arctic air would be frozen stiff the moment it was pulled from the water. And what impressed Bob even more was that after the catch had been stored and later thawed, sometimes months later, some of those fish were still alive. Bob stayed with the Labrador expedition for 3 years, but he never forgot the remarkable natural way in which the native fishermen preserved their catch. In 1917, Bob was back home in the States, and you know what he did? He began experimenting on his own with that unusual food preservation process, difficult as it was without the aid of Arctic air. And in 1924, Bob was in business for himself. The General Seafoods Company, he called it. And though he packed and sold thousands of pounds of frozen fish a year, the company's primary purpose was research and development. In 5 years, Bob sold the rights to his now perfected freezing process to the newly formed General Foods Corporation for $22 million. Because Bob, the rugged explorer of the Northlands, had rediscovered what the natives of Labrador had known all along, that quick freezing, the sudden exposure of meats and fruits and vegetables to intense cold, preserves as through no other method the original texture and flavor and nutritional value of the food. So it was Bob who introduced fresh frozen food to the civilized world. And he left us with something else, you know, his name. You see, the Brooklyn boy who answered the beckoning northern wilderness, the youthful adventurer perplexed by a month's frozen fish that came back to life, he was called Bob by his friends. But you remember him as Clarence Birdseye. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
order sheet, order.
Every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Order sheet, order.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Order sheet, order.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
order sheet, order with Bounce.
Good morning. It is 5 degrees above zero here at WRCO Studios today. Just a little bit of air moving around at 2 miles per hour from the east northeast. Today, Wednesday, January 8th, Elvis's 90th birthday.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I dated your big sister and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. That little old boy evil, guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Pigtails and pinch your turned up nose, but you've been a growing and baby it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice?
twice and say it's very nice, and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
I'm the kind to take the keys, don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to, and you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 by you. Out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Lainey Wilson on WRCO. Making news today, the Screen Actors Guild Awards nominations have been canceled and an in-person announcement planned for this morning. Due to devastating wildfires and winds in the L.A. area will not be held. The nominations for awards honoring the best performances in movies and television will be announced by press release, it says. Peter Yarrow, the folk music trio Peter, Paul, and Mary, died yesterday. He was 86. Peter Yarrow died at his home in New York, part of the trio that had many hits. among them including Blowin' in the Wind, If I Had a Hammer, and Yarrow's own written song, Puff the Magic Dragon, which became a big hit for the duo, or the trio, in 1963. I had the chance to interview Peter Yarrow many years ago, and seemed like a very, very nice man. And he continued to tour with Paul Stuckey. The two went out as a duo. Mary Travers had died in 2009. Some notes on the entertainment side today here at WRCO. We're just ahead of the trivia question of the day. This is Luke Combs.
If your kids turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love. Just trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turn your back on me, walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart.
Won't find that you
Josh Ross, NWRCO Radio, as we keep you company today. It's 8:41. Thank you so much for joining us. Our trivia question of the day is straight ahead here today on WRCO Radio. It is sponsored by the good folks at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of La Crosse. Ace is the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
It's the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral, supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Trivia today, sports trivia, Milwaukee Bucks trivia in their history. Which former Milwaukee Buck holds the team record for steals in a career? Which former Milwaukee Buck holds the team record for steals in a career? Is it A, Sidney Moncrief? Could it be B, Oscar Robertson? Or C, Ray Allen? Or D, Quinn Buckner? There you go. You have a choice of four Milwaukee Buck greats. 608-647-4155. That's the trivia hotline.
Somebody lowered the boom on you. Now you need a sympathetic ear.
Tanya Tucker and friends, congrats to Jim Henthorne, one of the resident sport trivia experts there. He wins a great prize from Walsh's Ace. So way to go. And the correct answer today, which former Milwaukee Buck holds the team record for steals in a career? You should have answered D, Quinn Buckner. Lots of guesses for Oscar Robertson, of course, from the first championship years back in the day, but not right. Quinn Buckner with 1,042 steals during his 6 years as a Milwaukee Buck. He was traded away in 1981 and played for the Boston Celtics for 3 years and then finished his career with Indiana as well. He is currently an analyst for the Indiana Pacers television broadcast team. So congrats to Jim. He wins from Walsh's Ace. The other trivial part of Buckner's career and his history, one of only eight players in history to achieve a basketball triple crown, winning an NCAA championship, an NBA championship, and an Olympic gold medal. One of only three players in history to win a high school state championship, NCAA championship, NBA championship, and an Olympic gold medal as well. He was a state champion while playing high school basketball in Illinois. There you go. That's trivia for today. Thanks for playing, courtesy of Walsh's Ace.
I don't know how I'll get her off my mind, but give me time and I'll think of something. I can't say today that I'm all right, but by tonight I'll think of something. I'll find so many things to do that I won't have the time to think of her. And then if she's still on my mind, I'll try to drink enough to drown her. And if that don't work, I'll think of something. Where do I go for love that I still need? Now that I'm free, I'll think of something. And if someday by accident we meet and I can't speak, well, I'll think of something. If I can't say a word to her, I'll blame it on this love that's in my throat. And standing there, what will I do to hide my love? Enough that it don't show me. Oh, I don't know, but I'll think of something. I don't know how I'll get her off my mind, but give me time and I'll think of something.
Chestnut on WRCO FM 100.9. We're up to a, I can still count the degrees on two hands. We're up to 7 right now at WRCO Studios on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon's Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
WRCO 100.9.
That certain shade of blue.
Brothers Osborne on WRCO Radio and 21 Summer. Happy Trails time. Coming up, we'll welcome some friends in the morning show studios. In fact, we'll talk about the canines in the area. Looking at that, a special fundraiser coming up here. We've called in the law today, so we better behave. Good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee saying adios for now. We'll talk to you again later on this morning right here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where it is 8 degrees at 9 o'clock. The news this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry in Spring Green, enhancing the relationships with those you love, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
This is a special report from ABC News. California wildfires. I'm Sherry Preston. All over the Los Angeles area, people are fleeing fast-moving fires.
I describe photo albums, that kind of stuff, anything important, maybe just some clothes, you know, to prepare. I have my car packed. I have a bug-out bag as well.
The flames engulfing communities like Altadena and Pacific Palisades. ABC's Matt Gutman is on the scene.
For firefighters here, there is almost no visibility. The winds here are still in about 20 miles an hour. They're going to be battling this for days. This fire is not going anywhere. And firefighters right now are strapped. There are simply too many spot fires all over the place for them to be able to contain this.